You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
From former A's outfielder...
Here comes Kotze! Here comes the relay! The slide! He's in there! Inside the park! Home run! Mark Kotze!
To A's manager, it's time for the Manager Show with Mark Kotze, presented by Nest Bedding. The A's skipper sits down with Chris Townsend exclusively on A's Cast. Visit NestBedding.com today. Here's Chris Townsend.
Time now for the Mark Kotze Show, brought to you by NestBedding.com. Love where you sleep. Of course, they have the location in the Bay Area. But if you need your mattress, your pillows, your sheets, whatever, you go to NestBedding.com. Mark Kotze, how are you?
Doing well. We're in Cleveland. There's a gray cloud over the stadium. Slight chance of rain. Low 50s. Doing great.
It's Cleveland.
Well, it was just 80 degrees here. Kind of like when we came home to Oakland last homestand. I think it was like 80 degrees the day before we got there. And then it was, you know, in the low 50s. Got a nice Wednesday day game, though. It was beautiful on the Wednesday day game.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited. I know as a manager, you're going to say you'd like to be 500 or better. But when you look at your team after the start, and the way they have played, I think you got to be excited for what you've seen.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously the 1-6 homestand to start the year wasn't how we wanted to get out of the gate. But that following road trip, as we talked about last time, last Friday, you know, we turned things around. You know, defensively, we played better. Our pitching has been pretty good, pretty solid. Offensively, we still, you know, have a lot of work to do. But, you know, combining the pitching, the defense, and scoring enough runs has given us a decent start to a season where, you know, we know we can compete. And, you know, this road trip will be a real test. This road trip coming here to Cleveland, this club's 13-6, I think.
They've played
really good baseball. They're fundamentally sound. They don't strike out. They put the ball in play. They're aggressive on the base pass. So, and then we step into New York and then on to Baltimore. So two of the biggest, you know, East teams expected to win that division. So it's a pretty good 10-day road trip. It's going to be a good challenge for sure.
You know, if you take away that first homestand, let's start with the starting staff. You have one of the best pitchers, starters, ERAs in baseball. Talk about, take away that the first homestand, what you've seen with your starters.
Yeah, you know, I think they're definitely managing games, giving us the best opportunity to get to the bullpen, which I think we can talk to later. But, you know, the starting pitching with the experience they have, they know how to manage games. They know how to manage innings. I think the biggest thing last year we saw was obviously our inability to throw strikes. But behind the inability to throw strikes was the anxiety to get, you know, when an inning started to spiral, it wasn't about just getting out. It was like, how am I going to get out of this? How am I not going to give up a run? And then it just kept escalating. And I think these guys now have an understanding, including JP. Like JP's really matured. And in that mindset, it's now like, okay, lead off double. I'm all right with a ground ball out to the right side. I'm all right with, you know, maybe giving up one. And before it was like, okay, I need to strike this next guy out, ball four. Now it's first and second. Boom, base hit. Now it's second and third or first and third without it getting out and out. And I think they've really done a great job with managing games in that way.
And then you look at the bullpen. We can even count the homestand. Your bullpen right now is third in all of baseball in ERA. What a change. Just what is the confidence like from last year to this year, the difference for you in your bullpen?
Again, I mean, we are throwing more strikes in the bullpen. I think having Mason Miller on the back end has really just kind of brought a calmness to the rest of the guys, a sense of confidence down there. You know, the relievers getting out to a good start, the veteran mix down there. with a guy like TJ McFarland coming into us right at the start of the season with his experience level, his knowledge, Austin Adams, another guy with experience and being in those positions in that, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth kind of leverage spot, you know, they've done a great job. And then you add in the the Lucas Ursigs, the Danny Jimenez, and you can't leave out Kyle Muller and Mitch Spence, that those mm-hmm. two guys, the innings that they've been able to provide when our starters haven't gotten into games, the success they've had, I think it's just all kind of aligned really well.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Kyle Muller. I love him. I think he's going to be a big part of your future. Mitch Spence, the Rule 5 pick. I mean, you talk about your starting five, unfortunately, they won't be able to go the entire season. At some point, human beings, something happens. It's like you have a really good insurance policy right now.
Well, both those guys, Spence and Muller, have thrown, enough length, to be able to step in. It may take them a start or two to get really stretched out, but there is some depth there right now with those two individuals. We've got some guys that are starting to throw their pins now, starting to look like we may get, a Ken Waldichuk back when his 60-day time frame's up. Same thing with the Luis Medina, who's throwing a pin today, that these two guys that are starters that have been in our rotation, there's even more depth, hopefully to come.
I mean, that's just the Ken Waldichuk, the fact that I saw him the other day thrown in the bullpen. You just think about the bracket surgery. It's a different type, I guess, of Tommy John surgery using the bracket. Isn't it amazing how fast guys are healing now?
Well, it is. And it is also amazing that how fast guys are getting hurt at an alarming rate. Right. And I know that's something that's been discussed nationally over the last over the start of the season. So with the injuries that have kind of, stacked up. But again, modern medicine, technology, advancements, are all really helpful in our world of recovery.
Mason Miller, when he comes in, it's just electric. What's it like for you guys in the dugout when he comes in, pumping 102, 103, and that amazing slider?
I talked about it a minute ago. There's a lot of confidence there. It's something that we haven't had over the last two seasons here. If we can continue to maintain, his health and just keeping him healthy for the rest of the season and this bullpen, we can have a good mix with roles that have started to develop that I feel really confident once we have a lead late. And it's not going to happen every time. It's baseball. We're going to have some hiccups down there. But knock on wood, these guys can stay healthy and continue to have the success they've had so far.
It's like the shiny new toy on Christmas morning. You want to play with it every single day. Is it going to be hard for you to go, wow, I got another lead, I really want to get this win? Is it going to be hard for you not to get him up and bring him in?
No, because I always take the long, term look. I mean, it's more important to have him for 162 games as it is to win one game in April. Every win matters. I get it. But stressing this kid at this point in the season, coming off, an elbow issue last season, just there's no reward in that in my mind. And I think, we both agree, him and myself, that we'd rather have him for, 50-plus appearances, 45, 50-plus appearances than, 20 in April and him being, out for some time.
Eric Martins, I went up to him the other day before BP. He was working with the guys. I said, hey, do you know who leads all of baseball and double plays turn? He goes, no. I go, you do. And I go, that says a lot from where this was at the start of the year, leading the world in errors, to now playing really, really good defense. I don't know if you're leading it anymore. I know you're at the very top, but just talk about what he has done and the change in defense and what it's done for your club.
Well, I think, that first homestand, I don't ever want to, make excuses for these guys. And this isn't an excuse. They just came out tight. They came out with a level of expectation maybe they weren't used to. And, they finally got settled down, like I talked about on the road trip. And we know we can play defense. And I think we saw you know, since that stretch, and as you, you know, talk about the number of double plays we've turned, an improvement that was more of our expectation level. And, you know, Emar drills them every day. They go out, they do their footwork. They really work hard on their glove presentation, you know, and it's not for a lack of effort or lack of work. And I talked about that during the homestand when I was questioned, you know, do you guys do early work? we do. And we do it a lot. But it's also a tribute to the pitching staff, right? I mean, we're getting those double plays because we're getting the ball on the ground. And there's a lot of success when you get the ball on the ground and keep it out of the air from a pitching side too. So, you know, I think, you know, overall, you know, we're going to continue to, you know, allow Emar, you know, to go out and work these guys and continue just to improve.
Are you saying you guys just don't show up 20 minutes before the game, roll the balls out and go?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying. So, you know, you always see MLB TV, they'll always show like the Orioles or the Yankees, and they're out there doing early work. And, yeah. You know, but no, rest assured, I promise you that we're working every day.
Yeah, no doubt. The defense, it's been a lot of fun to watch. And speaking of defense, you mentioned early the challenge that you're going to have in this upcoming series. You've already seen Cleveland. You know they like to run. You win up against the Nationals, who they just end up having a good series after playing the Athletics. They had a good series down at Dodger Stadium. You faced quite a bit. You faced teams already to start the year. It's like a track meet. So what is that like for Shea Langeliers, for McCann, from a catching standpoint, and also for your pitchers? It's got to be, hey, we need a little giddy up and we got to get faster to home plate.
Yeah, I mean, let's start with the pitchers, right? It's their responsibility to try to keep their times under 135. And we stress that. We continue to stress that. We've tried to implement it in the minor leagues, you know, and there's a balance to it. I understand that there's an importance of executing a pitch, but there's also an importance of keeping the runner off second base and out of scoring position. So, you know, we're fortunate to have Shea Langeliers behind the plate. His pop times are, you know, 175, 18, which really, you know, makes up for the lack of, you know, a pitcher's time and also the arm strength that he's shown over the course of these, you know, two seasons with us now. Is above average. So the Nationals came in, they tried it early on game one to run on him. I think he threw two guys out, and outside of that, they pretty much shut it down. Other than I think a stolen base, a third base. And you know, Max got, you know, his work cut out for him. He did throw a runner out last start, which was nice to see. Threw a nice throw right on the bag, you know, but this was a team that when Mac caught, these guys ran, I think, four or five times that game. They challenged him. So we're going to have to be cognizant if you know, Kyle starts one of these games to really do a great job with, you know, when we pick, the timing of our picks, varying our looks to second base. You know, all of those things, which is what Marcus Jensen and myself, you know, really, really work on prior to, you know, going out for this series.
Let's end on this, you know, the old expression, iron sharpens iron. How good is this going to be for the young players for the first time go to New York City to play at Yankee Stadium? And then you mentioned the Orioles, who they're built to be one of the best teams in baseball, kind of to measure yourself early on the road. You start out well on the road. What's this going to be like for your club, especially the young guys?
No, I love that you brought that up, because what I'm trying to do here is with these young guys, allow them to understand that the game is the game. Nothing changes. You know, you play the game the same way, whether it's the first out of the game or the 27th out of the game, you know, and try to understand that mindset, that mental approach of just a relaxed state. Right. And understanding, you know, that from pitch one, you know, the effort level, the concentration level, everything stays the same. It's just the game. And that's the way we need to approach this 10 game road trip, is that, you know, we're playing baseball. And regardless of the opponent on the other side, we have to control what we control and how we play the game. It doesn't matter what the back of the jersey says. The name on the back of the jersey does not matter. Where you're a big leaguer now. Like, you're on the same playing field. Let's take that mindset. Let's go out and compete. If we don't win today, turn the page, come back tomorrow with the same expectation level to go compete and win a game. So that's really what I'm trying to instill here. And I think that's the most important thing we can, you know, take away from this trip.
I'm excited. It's a lot better baseball. We're having a lot more fun doing the show than we did last year. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck on this road trip. The Mark Kotze Show brought to you by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to nestbedding.com. Check out their location in the Bay Area for all of your bedding needs.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.